And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to save thousands with inspections before you buy. But before I get started, I want to touch base with you guys and just see how you're doing. And I hope you guys are doing good. Thanks to those of you who are writing and you know, just letting me know how things are going with you, as well as those that I've talked to on the phone and some that are interested in our maybe investing in our projects. I mean, all of you guys have been fantastic, and I'm just real stoked. I'm hearing great stories and success stories about how folks are doing. I had an email from some very nice folks called the Wamhoffs. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. They are actually buying a fourplex. Really excited for them, and some good stuff going on there. And they talked to me about inspections. Wanted some information on inspections. And as I started to look at it, I go, gee, we really haven't talked that much about inspections. And that really prompted me to want to do this podcast today, in fact. So I want to thank them for that, because we've got like one article, we've talked about it kind of on and off on different episodes, but really this is a real important area. And if you're buying properties without inspections, I mean, you are, really setting yourself up for a tremendous risk there, and possibly something that may be very costly to you. So we're going to get into that in just a second. One thing I haven't shared with folks, and this is something that you may be interested in or may not be interested in, but if you are interested in getting into apartments and maybe you, aren't totally comfortable doing it all by yourself, and you might want to, maybe bring in some people that have more experience or what have you, that I would be interested in talking with you. If you found a property that you think is something that is promising enough, let me know about it. I can't get involved in every project, but I if it fits our criteria and it meets with the things that we're doing, we might be able to help you out, and maybe either partner up with you or be a part of your team to make that happen. So if you're looking for apartments and part of your drawback is, I just don't have the experience or maybe feel confident enough to do it myself yet, and you think that you might be interested in working with us, you could let me know, and I'd be happy to at least take a look at a project. And in total confidentiality, I'll even sign a waiver and what have you on that. But this is a team sport. It's something that a lot too often I'm thinking I'm on a solo journey here, and real estate is not a solo journey at all. It's really a team sport, and you need a good team to work with and folks to you know, to bounce things off of, or at least to get feedback and to network with, and people that you're going to rely on at certain points too, whether it's your property manager or your broker or whatever. It is a team sport. And so, you know, if I could be of help in any way, just let me know. And you got my number, right? Okay. Anyway, let's jump into our topic, how to save thousands with inspections before you buy. You've found the property you want at the right price in the right market. Okay. All the numbers work and it looks like it's in pristine condition. But always keep in mind that, particularly when it's an off-market deal, that you're dealing direct, especially if you're dealing direct with the owner, the property, you know, people dress it up and they try to make it look its best and minimize its potential flaws. So before you close on that property, make sure that you insist on an independent inspection by a professional inspector. This is real key. And I think if you guys heard me a couple of episodes back where I talked about the 61 unit we were about to purchase, we already are under contract. We went in the inspection. We found all kinds of deferred capital expenditures that would have cost us just tens of thousands of dollars. And they, you know, went back to the owner and said, look, if you can make allowances for this, we'll go through with this. But if not, yeah, we can't close on it. We ended up not closing on it. So it is important. On the 22 unit I've talked about in Indianapolis, we also were able, after our inspection, to get a reduction of $20,000 on the price. So there's a lot of advantages to inspections, but the biggest one is really making sure there are no hidden surprises there for you. So many sellers have had inspectors and appraisers look at their property. You know, part of it is, you know, to kind of get an idea what they think it's worth and if there are any problems. Sometimes they disclose them, sometimes they don't. That's why I'm really focusing this podcast on inspections, because you know, there are certain things that you need to look for during inspections, and the whole purpose of having them is to get a thorough analysis of that property, whether it's a single family home or a large apartment building or a commercial property. You want to make sure you know everything going into that deal. So if you arrange for an inspection by a professional before the sale goes through, the problem is still the sellers. Okay, so if you find something, it's early enough that you can either go to them and say, hey, are you going to pay for this or fix this, or at least they can reduce the price so that you could do that. The number of inspections performed increases each year. I think more than 90% of home sales involve a house inspection now. So it's a pretty common thing. And I think anybody making a wise decision, just like when you're buying a used car, hopefully you take it into a mechanic that can go over it thoroughly and make sure that you're not buying a lemon, right? It's no different with a property. You know, the number of houses, as you can see, you know, 90% of them have inspections. It doesn't differentiate between a seller-based inspection and a buyer-based inspection. It just indicates that there are definitely a number of inspections occurring there. So according to most inspectors, homes are sometimes not particularly well cared for by their owners. So this is like a person selling their personal residence. They might be a little slow to fix leaky faucets, replace heating, AC filters, clunky furnaces. So if a person's personal home, okay, that they're living in can be uncared for, imagine what conditions a foreclosed home or an apartment building could hide. So things like mold can grow if the water hasn't been turned off and the environment becomes moist. If a home is boarded up and there's no ventilation for weeks or months, black mold can just take off. Because of its importance and the implications it might have on the actual value of the property, you should make the purchase contingent on your approval of a home inspector's report. That's just a basic thing you need to have in your sales contract. And that's really important, that if it doesn't pass the inspection, then, you know, the deal is null and void, or you can use it as a negotiating point. When making a written offer for a property, simply make it a condition of the purchase, right? In your inspection, let's say if it comes back clean, you can proceed with the sale with confidence. And if the report is negative, you can reduce your offer, make the seller pay for any repairs, or even back out of the deal altogether. Now, what does a property inspection entail? Okay, it's important for buyers to know what they should expect from the inspection process and what you generally get for your money. Because there is no uniform certification or licensing process for inspectors, okay, and that's an important factor here. Inspections vary according to the person or company that does them and the type of property. Generally, an inspection will include a report on the type and relative health, where possible, of the property's heating and cooling system, electrical system, plumbing, walls, ceilings, flooring, foundation, roofing, drainage, and basement. I mean, you really want to look at all those key capital items, capital expenditure items that can end up costing the most. You know, you have an electrical system that's messed up or plumbing. You've got a leaky pipe out to the sewage, or things like that are can be really expensive. Roofs, of course. So those, and foundations, those are the kinds of things you want to know, and those are some of the primary things that your property inspector needs to look at. However, inspectors are not licensed in most states, inspections will typically not include analysis for problems which, let's say, a licensed professional might address. Okay, so this is really important. So there's sometimes, and you also need these specialists too, that you'd have to have a person come in maybe to look for termites or chemicals or gases such as asbestos or methane gas or lead or rodents. That may require a specialist. But good inspectors could address those areas if they see some hint of problems there. You might just need to bring in another person to look even deeper. Inspectors may be more willing to share information off the record because of, again, of this, their lack of certification in a particular area. And then you can call a professional, as I mentioned. For example, you might ask an inspector if there is a termite problem, and he may tell you there's a good chance of it, and he may show you some proof of that. And it would be incumbent upon you at that point to get a pest inspection of the property, get an official report. A note that an inspection generally covers only moderate to serious issues and does not detail each and every scratch and dent in the property. And it's not going to tell you, oh, there's a little hole in the backyard or something like that, unless it's something that could be a risk to someone's health or cause injury. So it's going to be things that are more significant. If you want a more exacting report, you can discuss that with your inspector, but there's going to be higher fees assessed if that's the case. Walking through the property with the inspector, I think, is just that should just be standard, especially if you're a real estate investor. I do this with every inspection, and I will walk through every unit, even if it has hundreds of units, because I want to know everything that potentially wrong with this property. You could go into one unit and you could find, oh my gosh, there's black mold all over this place. If you don't go into all the units, you may miss that. Now the inspector, you hope, will get it, but I kind of like being there with the inspector too. It also holds them more accountable. It doesn't cost you any more to walk along with them. It just other than time. Not only will you learn more about the process, but the tenants that live in those places, you'll get a chance to meet those people and to see who some of your tenants are, which I think is also valuable. Let's say a house inspection. Okay, if you're going to you're buying a home or a small, maybe a duplex or something of that nature, it could generally run between, $300-$500 or maybe a little bit more than that, but generally it's not going to be much more than that. An apartment inspection, however, can run, $100, $200 per unit, depending on the person doing the inspection and what kind of things you're having them look for, and also the size, the age, and the type of property. So, your key part is really finding a good inspector. That's really the key thing. And I'd recommend, if you're an out-of-state investor like I am, I would go on to Bigger Pockets, for example, and look for people in that city that I am purchasing that property in, and ask around, who's a good inspector you've used, and get referrals. If you've your realtor or your broker, can give you a referral, that's good too. But there's also drawbacks on that, and I'll get into that a little bit. But the first thing to note is that most states do not have a certification or licensing process for inspectors. So that makes it sometimes a little bit tough or maybe even sketchy in some cases if you're getting somebody who really isn't qualified. If your state does not have a licensing criteria, okay, there are organizations such as ASHI, which are nationally recognized as maintaining and requiring a certain level of expertise and competency with their members. So they train them, they have checklists and things like that that they're people that go through their program have to use. You should make sure that your inspector is a member of such an organization or is a licensed professional in maybe home construction, could be a general contractor that's very familiar with all aspects of homes, you know, from the mechanicals to the framing and the foundation and things like that. Because you want the inspection to be independent of the seller, you should not take the seller's inspection report at face value. Some sellers may say, hey, I just had an inspection here, you can just look at this, it'll save yourself some money. Don't ever do that. You may even want to hire an inspector. Let's say your realtor or broker may refer somebody to you, but you got to also think too, you know, they've got a vested interest in the sale of the property. So if there is something big there and this is a buddy of theirs, you know, I don't know. You have to be real careful. So I would think ideally it'd be better to go outside to look for other investors that could recommend people in that area that would be competent. Ideally, you want someone licensed or is at least part of a professional organization who is completely independent of all the parties involved in the sale of the property. As I noted, general inspectors are not licensed to inspect for particular issues such as pests, gases, etc., although some will include that info as part of their report. Now, for example, too, you know, a good inspector that has, you know, more comprehensive experience may be able to, you know, to take, for example, they detect black mold, they may want to scrape it and they'll send it to a lab and, you know, they'll get lab results and find out if there's some issues with it, if it's black mold or what kind of mold or what the issue is. Same with asbestos and things like that. So, but when, you know, the more specialized you get, you do want to get expertise in those areas, you know, in the pest control area, for example. If you're in a high-risk area for floods or earthquakes, a specialized inspection to gauge the property's susceptibility to those risks would be wise as well. And your insurance company will probably ask for that anyway, so it's a good idea to, you know, to get a report on that specifically. For commercial properties, you know, I've experienced that, you know, that you do need to get the environmental surveys as well, you know, to find out if there's any, you know, maybe there was gas tanks under the surface, or maybe there's some sort of environmental issues involved with the property. So that would be an outside agency that would do that for the most part, an outside company. I do have a more sort of detailed breakdown of the inspection process and an inspection checklist that will be available in our show notes. Also, a blog article that we did have and that's called What to Expect When You Are Inspecting. You know, kind of like that book, you know, anybody had a baby recently? So that's What to Expect When You're Inspecting. There'll be a link to that, and there'll be a special NACHI official report checklist. So those are a few things that you can use as references that will help you in, again, you know, selecting a good inspector and making sure that you get as comprehensive an inspection as possible. Well, that's it for today, gang. Please note everything I talked about here today, including some of these valuable links, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. You're going to be looking for the podcast entitled How to Save Thousands with Inspections Before You Buy. That's it, gang. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.